The Talk Station, AM 1500 KSTP.
Talking about my baby, little Latin loopy loo. She's a hard-footed baby, there ain't no dance she couldn't do. She's my groovy little baby, little Latin loopy loo. Ba-ba-ba-ba loopy loo.
Mischke Broadcast, Black Sheep Broadcasting Network. Kodiak at the board, technical director and studio engineer here at the program. Hello, Ann.
Hey there. I was just making my kids' lunches for tomorrow, and I turned on the radio to listen to you, as I often do, and I'm wondering why you browbeat that poor man who was obviously taking care of his kids, doing his best to be a good dad and a good husband, and trying to explain to you what he was meaning by mutual love between a man and a woman, and I just didn't get the sense you were listening to him.
Well, I wasn't.
Well, that's kind of what I thought. So I thought maybe you'd listen to me, being as how I'm a woman.
Well, are you an American or Russian?
I'm an American.
All right, go ahead.
All right, well, it seems to me that what he was trying to say, and what you needed to listen a little harder to, excuse me for saying so, is that men and women are called to submit to each other, and I have that.
That's not what the Bible says.
Actually, it is. Scholars who read it in the original Aramaic will say that the sentence right before one that says, wives, submit to your husbands, calls for a mutual submission. And if you look at the English translation of the sentence before that, you'll see that.
Now, wait a minute. If you hold that up to a mirror, all sorts of other things come out of there. That guy wasn't mentioning that, by the way.
And he knew he wasn't trained, the poor thing. And I think he was trying to say
what
he wasn't
trained. Well, now aren't we being a little patronizing?
No, in fact, I think it was you who were patronizing him. I was trying to listen to him in the language.
You were trying to make your kids lunch like a good woman while your guy sat and had a beer in the living room.
My husband's paying the bills. Trying to figure out where to get the money for next month. But my point is, my husband and I share child care, and we do the work of parenting together, but he is the husband in this family. He is the father. And I think what that guy was trying to say is that while men and women are equal in their dignity and value, they're called to love each other in different ways. I think a woman receives a man's gift of love in a receiving way, and a man gives his gift of love in a giving way. And the word submit means what that man really very articulately said, which is that when I love in a way that receives, and when my husband loves, he loves in a way that gives, just as Christ actively poured out love for his church and
who's
the church
receives
it.
Who's the head of the household over there?
What do you mean by head?
Who's the head of the household? It's a simple question.
Do you mean the thinker? We both think. Do you mean the brains? We both have brains. We both have PhDs.
Who's in charge? Who's top dog?
Gosh, you know what? I don't have a marriage where we fight about that or worry about it.
But
we never
is?
Ask the question. We don't have a top dog.
You don't?
No, we're two halves of a whole. Male and female, he created them in his own image and likeness. He didn't say...
The guy who called, who you're trying to help out and defend, doesn't see it that way.
I think he does.
He doesn't.
Oh, okay.
He repeatedly referred to himself as the head of the household.
And I think in the sense that he meant that his wife is probably the heart, I think he probably sees he and his wife as one organic unity, neither of which can exist on its own. And I think that when you say, what's the head, you're trying to say who's more important. And I don't think he sees it that way. Try living without your heart. I think that's
what are you making for lunch?
Well, let's see. Peanut butter and jelly, ham on a croissant, and, you'll love this, I make my husband's lunch every day. Every morning he makes my coffee.
You may be American, but you got a little Russian in you.
I'll take that as a compliment.
It's meant that way.
Oh, good.
All right, take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, kind of feisty tonight, huh? Tommy.
Hello.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call. I like listening to you.
Well, that's great, Tom. Why?
I don't know exactly.
Possibly could you get out of this program, do you think?
Fun and stimulation at the same time.
Oh, yeah, Stimulation City. What's on your mind?
I married a Ukrainian woman.
Holy smokes.
I went through a lot of that stuff that earlier caller was talking about, and I have a lot of differing opinions about it.
All right, fire when ready.
Oh, I don't want to go into that, but I do want to talk about the peer-to-peer relationship or lack of that some of your previous callers were talking about with Russian women.
Uh-huh.
It's not what it's cracked up to be. They don't have a peer-to-peer relationship at all, and like you're talking about the man as the head of the household, here's the downside of it. When the man laughs, everybody else in the room has to laugh. When he feels like watching a certain television station, everybody has to watch it.
That's the downside?
Oh, boy. Well, everybody around this guy in the alpha male characteristics, everybody's got to follow him like little ducklings.
Well, that's a downside for the women.
No, even if you're not the alpha male, that would be you too. If you go into that household and he's the senior male, the alpha male, you got to submit, and so do all of the women. It's
a mess. Do the men kind of have almost wolf-like features?
Just about. And if they go into their grandfather's house...
Or den.
Yeah. If they go into the den, then the senior male takes over the characteristics there. As a result, a lot of people don't develop the ability to think for themselves because they don't have a peer-to-peer relationship.
How's your relationship with your Russian wife?
Well, that's what I didn't want to talk about.
It's not going too well,
is it? Well, parts of it are going really great. But because of these cultural differences, it isn't all, you know.
You think you're going to make it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have a restraining order.
No.
Okay.
But over there, the people would.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Right, Tom, thank you.
Okay, yeah, bye.
Bye-bye. Mary?
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
I didn't like that guy at all. Age. I'm 48 years old. What's wrong with me?
Well,
other than I'm married, okay, fine. You know, but, you know, I consider myself sort of a cross between my mother, who is like 76 years old, and someone who is myself,
right,
you know,
I
don't have children.
Yeah.
You know, I've worked in a position at a place for 26 years, you know, and Gary and I do fine.
Yeah.
Other than I have to, you know, get after him a little.
Yeah, wake him up for the romance stuff. You know what?
Well, no, actually, it's probably the other way around.
Oh, I don't think you ever sleep, Mary.
Oh.
You know, I've met you, and you know what I would how I would describe you? As a cross between, and I mean, I think just a perfect cross between Christie Brinkley and Helen Hayes.
That's great. Helen Hayes?
Do you know her at all? Great actress.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, she's dead now.
Yes.
She was good. How's Gare?
He's great. He's at a Fair Board meeting.
Oh, Fair Board. Dakota County Fair Board
you
meeting.
You bet.
Yeah, already. That's for next August.
Oh, well, they meet every month.
Yeah. They all get smashed and talk about how they wish they lived in Kiev.
That guy bugged me. He did.
He probably bugged quite a few people.
I don't
actually know why the heck I had him on, except that it killed an hour.
Oh, Tom. But, you know, doggone it, I'm 48 years old. If I were single, what would be wrong with me? You know, doggone it.
I think we all know, all those of us, you know, with a head on our shoulders,
looking for a young woman.
I think we all know that old Frank was a loser, all right? I think that was the point of the first hour, it was pretty much Mishki presents a loser. And that was pretty much the theme that hour. And this hour, we haven't actually established a theme yet, but...
you know, I love to wait on Gary when I have the time, but I work full time, you know? And I drive back and forth, and I love to cook for him and do stuff for him. And
do you know that the Bible was used quite a bit in the 19th century to justify slavery?
Well,
I noticed there was quite a bit of
religious tone to this.
Well, that's because Frank, in the first hour, our loser, was the spiritual leader in his family. Of course, he's also the king in other areas too. He's pretty much the condom king of Moscow, from what I hear. Well, I got a break, Mary. Good talking to you.
Good talking to
All
you.
Right, bye bye.
Bye bye.
The Talk Station, AM 1500 KSTP.